Most people, most Catholics, do not realize that every day of the week is dedicated to a particular person or persons in heaven. And of course, we know, for instance, that Thursdays are dedicated to the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. And then Fridays for the Passion, Saturday to Our Blessed Mother. But many people do not know or realize that Wednesdays are the days of the week that are dedicated to Saint Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so today, because we can, we celebrate the votive mass of Saint Joseph, using the prayers and readings from the mass of the feast of Saint Joseph, the solemnity of Saint Joseph, which is March the 19th. And so we see Saint Joseph, the best, the highest, the most glorious saint after the Blessed Virgin Mary herself, is exalted in the middle of the week. It's almost like the pinnacle of the week. And today, therefore, we commend ourselves to him in a very special way. We see the prophecies about him, and there are many in the Old Testament. And then we see that once it was made known to him, he became the perfect father, the perfect husband. He already was holy. Many of the fathers of the church assert, like St. John the Baptist, St. Joseph was cleansed of original sin in the womb of his mother. And so he never committed even one venial sin in his whole entire life. And that is why I remember when a couple of years ago, I think it's still going on, I don't know, I don't rightly care, there was a television series which was on the computer. It was not on television itself, I don't think, about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, called The Chosen. And people told me about it, and I thought, well, I better take a look at this. And then I also found articles criticizing it, that it was very bad. And one of the things that they pointed out, and that I saw myself on one of the short pieces of film that I was able to see, was the fact that St. Joseph, when he found out that Mary was with child, had a royal fit, and he cursed and kicked and said all kinds of bad things. Impossible. Impossible. St. Joseph was without sin, just as Mary was without sin, and John the Baptist. And then, of course, needless to say, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as the inquisitor, as it were, of the diocese, a bishop sent me a book a couple of weeks ago to look at, to see if it deserves to have an imprimatur. And I'm not going to tell you the title or the author. It's not very interesting to me. But anyway, the author has her merits. But when I was reading it, and I read every bit of it, I do not just say, oh, this looks okay, here, you can tap my signature, you can publish it, you can print it. No, 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 no. That's why I don't have very much time, because I am very meticulous in doing the things that I do. And one of the things that really struck me, and I made some notations next to it, and eventually when I type my letter of whether it's yes or no to the bishop, I will add that to the letter, that the person said that we should not be so afraid of committing mistakes and of doing bad things, because even Jesus Christ did them. And immediately my eyes went, bah, opened up big and wide, and I wrote down notes next to it. This is heresy, absolute heresy. And to say the same thing of Mary, or of St. Joseph, or of John the Baptist, is heresy. Now, that doesn't mean that a saint cannot become sad or almost to the point of depression, but that's not even truth as such about something that upsets him. And so Saint Joseph was very upset as the gospel of this Mass, the gospel from Saint Matthew, that the Blessed Mother, who with him had promised perpetual virginity for the coming of the Messiah, they did not expect. They were not so proud that they thought, I am going to be the mother of the Messiah. I am going to be the putative father of the Messiah. No, that would have been a sin of pride. But they were preparing themselves in case God chose them. Just like our children should be prepared in case God chooses them. And the parents must prepare them as well. You cannot just say, oh, well, he's going to be a golf player. And of course now, what is it, China or somebody is supporting the anti-family league is supporting the PGA and so forth. You know, that is not the way God works. That is the way the devil works. And so St. Joseph didn't know what to think. He could not think evil about Mary, but he could not understand why, even though she was a virgin, she was with child. Now, you and I can think, well, you know, why didn't you figure it out, Joseph? But, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Mine's probably 20/30 or something. So the thing is that St. Joseph was very upset, and he told himself, I cannot be part of this. I'm going to put her away silently and pay for her and for the child, but nobody will know that it is not mine. And likewise, they will not know that there was something that went on. He would not expose her to the law or to stoning, which would have been the punishment for a woman caught in adultery. So he was very upset. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of the night, the angel appears to him in a dream, just as he did to the one who was his forerunner in the Old Testament, Saint Joseph, one of the 12, and the one who saved Israel by becoming the prime minister of the Pharaoh of Egypt. And so he too had dreams, many dreams, which eventually got him into trouble, but that was all part of God's plan. That he was thrown in a ditch, and then the Egyptians came and bought him for 30 pieces of silver. Everything is prepared by God from eternity. It's nothing new. And so he is sold, and he becomes the prime minister of the Pharaoh, who makes the decisions. And so he saved the people of Israel from extinction and from starvation. Saint Joseph also had dreams. And the angel appeared to him and said, do not be afraid to take Mary as thy wife. The child that is born of her, and it's interesting, it doesn't say the child that is conceived by her. He is still in the womb, still another 6 months before Jesus is born. But yet our Lord, St. Joseph, is told by the angel, the child that is born in her. Which tells us what? That once a child is conceived in the womb of his or her mother, it is born already, even though it hasn't come to term. So killing the child is a horrible crime of murder, which we cannot in any way condone. All of that is also in the scriptures. There's no accidents in the scriptures. And so St. Joseph continues and becomes the putative father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they are together for as many years as God wishes, and his will is above all. And they lived a virginal, pure life, always, as they had vowed to our Lord. So today, we ask dear Saint Joseph to protect us, and especially to protect our families and to protect our children. And Saturday we made the consecration to the warfare of the angels, and St. Thomas Aquinas, the acolytes, did. And so, and of course, anyone else that wishes to do so may do so at their own time, and you can ask me about it. And if and when I have time, we will do it. The thing is, all of us are called to be chaste. Whether we are single, whether we are seminarians or about to be seminarians, or priests, or religious, or married, we are called to be chaste. Unchastity is a sin that highly offends God, and we must not be part of it. And if you have problems with being pure, with being holy, with being chaste, the first place you should turn to, of course, is Jesus and Mary. But after them, you run to Joseph. Joseph, pure and holy, and he will guide you and protect you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.